This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Little jam shot, hits the bag.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable. That kind of tells you how things are going for both teams. I mean, you're looking at a double play ball, and all of a sudden now it's a two-run, a two-RBI base hit.
Up the middle, and there's a base hit. So two runs are going to score. Rats are digging a hole. Hammered down the line. This will bounce up against the wall. And Ramos just let one fly totally away from everybody. And that allows Tatis to score.
That's unbelievable.
This one goes to the backstop. Bailey's going to grab it, and everybody's safe. So we'll have to see what happened on this. But it may have been that Bailey couldn't get to it in time.
That's a pass ball.
It's a pass ball.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
All of those calls on NBC Sports Bay Area, and if in any way, shape, or form, Crook and Kipe, if you're on your way home or wherever you are right now, if you hear the sound of our voices, look, we feel for you. I get it. I get why you sound the way you do. Great job, as always, because you're speaking for the Bay Area fan. At a certain point, was it when Ramos threw the ball straight into the ground? Crook just
Correct.
Made a noise. Like, instead of words, he was like,
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and by the way, when Kipe said, yeah, he threw it away from everybody, Ramos went out down the left field line on what was an extra base hit, and he caught it barehanded on the ricochet off of the wall. And for a moment, you're like, yeah, nice pickup, man. And then he turned around and threw the ball straight into the ground. Straight into the ground from the warning track in left field. I
came in here, Steiny and Goo were in a break, and I said, it's a heads-up play if you're a quarterback in the fourth quarter and you're out of timeouts. You got to spike that thing to stop the clock. It's basically what he did.
Oh, my God.
And he clearly didn't have the grip, and he threw it right into the turf. And the first play that Grandy brought us back with, we all were watching together, and it's a double play ball, most likely. It's at least a force out, and the ball hits the bag at second. And Karam's into left center, two runs scored. And yeah, you're snake bit, sure. If you lose the game 2-1, you're snake bit.
Bummer.
When you give up 11 and Christian Kos gets to throw his knuckler again, that's not you getting snake bit.
So I tweeted the other day and said, the Grim Reaper's not here yet, but it's getting close. Giants are about to play the Padres 7 times, the Rays 3 in between. In those 10 games, they must absolutely go 7-3, and at least 5 of those wins have to be against the Padres. Today, the Grim Reaper's name is Christian Kos. He is the one who came in to pitch the end of the Giants season, which just in a meteorically unbelievable way has come on August 13th. Welcome to the Giants funeral. We're here. It's over.
Yeah.
None of the results matter anymore. None of the anything matters anymore. Ask me if I wrote a eulogy. I didn't, because I don't even have the energy to do it.
No energy for the eulogy.
Here lies the 2025 San Francisco Giants.
You called the next of kin after they gave up 7 runs in the second.
Completely.
I saw you on the phone. I thought you were calling one of your kids, but when you hung up, you said no. I was calling the funeral home.
You asked me why I wore black today,
yeah.
And I was like, actually, this is a black hat, but this is a gray shirt. But if you'll notice, what is that logo right in the middle of my gray shirt?
It's SF, but it's not orange and black.
No, what color is it?
Looks red and white, Mark.
Yeah.
With a touch of gold.
What do you wear to a Giants funeral? A Niners shirt.
Or purple.
A Valkyrie shirt.
Yeah.
Because that is where we have arrived. It is frustrating. It is just incredibly disappointing. And we can go through, we'll have plenty of time, off-season and the like, to go through the why, even though, again, this was my frustration yesterday. I'm so tired of everyone within the Giants organization saying, we don't know. We don't have the answers. Well, you better find them. You better find them. Because this is right up there with my highest levels of disappointment in Giants baseball since I was blessed with the opportunity to return home and cover this team starting in 2019. This, like, all of the Kapler stuff, all of the Farhan stuff, this stretch over the last month and a half to 2 months has been sort of what I would call either the most frustrating or just disappointing or embarrassing or just sad stretch of baseball play when you run it up against who are the people out there doing it that I've seen in this entire 6 to 7 year stretch. So this is the day. It's over, and everything you do from here on out, in my opinion, should have nothing to do with this year whatsoever, because this year is a wrap. So it is time to start assessing all jobs, whether that is manager, coaching staff, and everybody out there playing positions. You know, you just heard Krug calling another pass ball, you know, by Johnny Defense, who plays behind the plate for the San Francisco Giants, and drove in their only run today, their third run of the series.
Wow.
Their third run of the series.
Fifth in 5 days. All losses.
Job on the line. Job on the line. And I can't believe I'm saying that. But yes. Yes, you too, Patrick Bailey, just like Patrick Burrell. You too. Anybody named Patty B, your job is on the line. And I want to see younger players. I want to see people getting a shot. I don't even know if that's Bryce Eldridge. Flem was on with the guys this morning. I'll let you hear what he had to say about that idea here in just a second. But here lies the 2025 San Francisco Giants. You were not good. And quite frankly, we won't miss you.
Well, we'll miss you because we love you, and it just hurts the way that it went. Because if you go back to the Devers trade, and I'll never forget where I was heading south on the 101. I was between Santa Barbara and Oxnard.
Okay, then that's fair.
Listening to Roxy Bernstein do the national telecast, Giants at Dodgers, and the news broke, and it was, okay, time to go. Buster said it, and now you got Devers. This is going to be a fun summer, and you know what? We might get October action. And at that point, the Giants were healthy and vibrant and exciting, and then that season turned bad. They got an ailment, and it got worse, and then it got even worse, and then, wow, over the last, it's now 3 or 4 weeks that they've been really bad.
Oh, it's more. It's more.
Yeah.
It's more. And by the way, I want to clarify, when I say we won't miss you, I don't mean we won't miss Giants baseball. I mean we won't miss this version.
That's
this version of Giants, yeah, like, I'm devastated that this is what it looks like on August 13th. I'm devastated. I'm looking ahead at homestands, hoping to bring people out to the game and still take in more Giants baseball. The Niner games don't matter yet. They're arriving in Vegas today for a game in 48 hours or 72 hours. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count. I'm not that, like, I haven't even had a fantasy draft yet. I'm not that into the NFL yet. I'm into it, but we're not that into it yet. The Warrior offseason, meantime, hasn't even started yet. We're still waiting on that. This should be Giants baseball, but it's not. It's not, because they just completed, literally, when we said, all right, it is absolute the most desperate time of the year. If you've got anything left in that tank at all, let's see it. And they've uncorked a 5-game losing streak in which they've scored 5 times total. There is one bright side. and one bright side alone to what has taken place this week at Oracle Park. And that is that it knocked the Dodgers into second place.
Yeah, for now. But
at this hour, yep. The San Diego Padres, ladies and gentlemen, are your National West leader, and you can thank the San Francisco Giants for that fact. Because that was absolutely just horrible baseball that you played over a three-game stretch against a team that offered you the opportunity for one last gasp. And you didn't have it. You didn't have it.
Yeah.
It was brutal. Just a brutal season, I think.
And it's the way it's gone. And I was just looking at this earlier. The Giants, in a third of their games this year, 40 out of 121 games, they've scored two runs or fewer. 40 times, Mark, they have failed to even get three runs. In those games, they have three wins, which, okay, 3-37. The Rockies have had 47 of those games where they haven't scored more than two runs. So you're basically, offensively, kind of the Rockies. And I know you've scored, 40 more runs than the Rockies, but the thing that really makes it more maddening, you look at the Padres' runs and runs allowed, they're only a tiny bit better than you. They've only scored 18 more runs with you than you. You've got this nice, nasty lineup in San Diego, and you don't go out there and beat teams up on the regular. The Giants just have no real offensive thing that they can hang their hat on. And I was thinking about this on the way in today, about the Niners. Like, the Niners, traditionally, you hang your hat on ball control and play action and the occasional vertical shot, but you use the tight end. You know what the Niners' identity is. The Giants don't hit for power. They don't hit in timely situations. They don't hit and run. They don't hit or run. What do the Giants do offensively? That's their identity, and that's where it becomes even more maddening, you know?
Well, they're the slowest team in baseball.
Right, and if you're the slowest team in baseball, but you hit 280 home runs, right, then right. Who cares?
Yeah, but why have the Milwaukee Brewers, who have now won 12 in a row and have the best record in baseball, you know what they are? They're the fastest team in baseball. And this is number one. If you really want to get into nuts and bolts, first and foremost, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Valks get going in a half hour here. Odyssey app, dedicated channel if you want to check in. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I remember about 3 years ago when Farhan Zaidi was asked in the offseason, what do you need to do with this team? And he said, we have got to get younger, faster, and more athletic. And I'm still waiting. Do it. Do it. Number one characteristic of any human being in life, do what you say you're going to do. You want to get younger, more athletic, and faster? So let's re-sign Wilmer Flores? What is happening out there? This station-to-station baseball is killing this team. Absolutely, I shouldn't say killing, killed this team. Who, by the way, officially as of today, has arrived in the neighborhood of a negative run differential. Yep. For the first time all year, they have fallen into a tie with the Diamondbacks for third/fourth place. They are not going to catch the Rockies, but yes, I bet right now the way things are going that the Giants will finish this year in fourth place. To me, I don't know which positions are necessarily on the line. Devers is going to be Rafi Devers. Like, that's not going to change. But you have got to figure out a way to, A, be faster and more athletic, and B, therefore then put that into play and be more aggressive on the base path. You have got to start making the opposition do some things, force them into the mistakes that other teams are forcing you into, and see if that can generate something. Because this idea of the Giants essentially needing to string together four hits for somebody to come around and score a run, I don't know, Dibs. It doesn't look like it's working.
Well, it's not going to work when you don't have guys who can actually, I don't know, hit. And if you want to string together three hits to get a run, which is not ideal, well, then you would have guys like Luis Arraez or, you know, somebody like Altuve, guys who can, or really, you know, batsmen who can hit 290 or better, but the Giants don't have that. They've got guys who can slug, and when they're not slugging, well, then you can't really score because you don't run. They don't have anybody who has stolen more than 9 bases. And I thought Jung Woo Lee was supposed to be a guy, grandson of the wind. He's got 8 steals in 10 attempts. So he never even tries to steal when he does get on. Today he had a nice triple, and you could see the speed, but what little speed they have, they don't utilize it. And when they get runners in scoring position, they don't deliver. And when you play in this ballpark, you can't rely on the home run. And if you're not going to rely on the home run, then you got to be situational. You got to advance runners. You got to hit and run. You got to steal. You got to do the little things. And also, you've got to play defense. And what was it last night? The pop fly to shallow right that got wind blown and it fell. And that was the first run of the ball game. And the defense is not buttoned up. You don't situational hit and you don't have power. So what do you do well, Giants?
Well, here's what is especially hard for me. You know me, like pro sports is hard and you're not going to get the results that you want all the time. There are going to be days where, yeah, the ball bounces off the base. You get a bad bounce, whatever. You're going to be snake bit sometimes. But you want to know what really feels difficult to swallow, I think, for a Giants fan, is something that Dave Fleming spoke about to the Joes on the roast earlier today. I want you to listen closely to a couple of these particular comments, starting with this one.
I do think there is an element of this team that is prideful. They're veteran. They've been around. They have big expectations of themselves, and they've watched this thing sort of slip away. And I'm not saying the season is over, but I think the body language and the energy level would definitely say this is a group that has lost some of their enthusiasm, not because they don't want it, but because they realize the math right now. And that sucks. I mean, it does. No, nobody wants that. And Elliot, that was perfect from Elliot. That is exactly the way everybody's feeling. Like, who knows what to say about this? Everybody's underperforming. How do you explain that? How do you explain that, like, a bunch of guys who have big league talent and track records are all struggling? I don't know how you explain that. I don't know that there is an easy explanation, but that's the reality right now.
Just real quick, Dibs, he's referring to a comment from Elliot Ramos after last night's game, which is right here.
It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it. You have to get it done.
Yep. It's not happening. Don't know what to tell you. Have to get it back. I'm not blaming them for this. They're human beings, so I don't want you to manufacture anything. But when I hear Dave Fleming with the team, as tapped in as anybody, finger on the pulse, tell me that y'all have lost your enthusiasm to go out there and play baseball, I don't know any way to respond other than so have I.
Yeah, and you can see it.
That's it.
You can see it in the fan base, and, you know, Grandy played a little montage coming in. And I heard, I don't think anyone on the team is named Lou, but I heard some ooh sounds, and it started with a B. Was there booze today?
There's Jung Woo. Was it Jung Woo?
I don't think so, because he normally gets the three-word Jung Woo Lee, which we haven't heard a lot of that lately either, but there were actual boos. And, you know.
Lucas, did you go last night? You went to the game last night? Were you there?
Yeah, I went last night.
Were there boos?
It felt like in certain spots, people wanted to boo, but didn't feel if it was right to boo.
So San Francisco.
But I will say,
they're just like all guilty about it. Like, I want to boo, but I shouldn't.
I yelled. I was pretty frustrated.
What'd you say?
Just, you know, tag up. How are you not tagging up there? That sort of stuff.
Who was the person who didn't tag up?
Wilmer.
Well, yeah. You know.
And then I realized it was Wilmer. And then I was like, I'm just going to sit here and eat food.
Because, if he's not going to tag up, then why do I care that he's not going to tag up?
Yeah, and I pretty much realized, I came to the realization they were down 4-1. It was, I mean, today they lost 11-1, and it felt just as desperate last night and impossible to come back down 4-1, down 3 runs. I had to have a conversation with myself that I was just going to eat food because the more food in my mouth, the less I could yell.
What'd you eat?
All I wanted to do was yell.
Yeah, what'd you eat?
Helmet nachos.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Slice House. Yeah. Pepperoni slice.
No food, crab sandwich?
The food's still great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Food's not slumping.
By the way, I probably will still find my way out there again this year, but it's kind of like what Lucas just said. This is now officially a different experience. We're now going to head out to the ballpark. because I enjoy being around some of the people in my life. And we like to have things to do and go get good food. And if we're blessed with the weather that we normally are in late August and September and October in this city, we'll go, well, there won't be October. Anyway, late August and September, they're going to go out there, get a little sunshine, and have a day together. Whatever happens on the field, whatever.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whatever. And I hate that. I cannot stand it. A loss of enthusiasm for the game. Us too, Giants. Us too.
Yeah, and the even more maddening part of this is the wild card was kind of there on a platter. You took 2 of 3 from the Mets, and at that time, we didn't know that the Mets were going to continue to lose to, I don't know, everybody. Mm-hmm. And so you took 2 of 3 from the Mets. You still were 5 out in the card, but you had some opponents coming up that you thought you could handle. You couldn't. You had the head-to-head against the Padres, and we both said it on different times. If you take 5 of 7 from the Padres, you can rightly say you're still in this thing. No, you can't. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Well,
you got swept.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
Right, so
they're probably going to lose all 4 next week,
but
too.
But even if they were to sweep San Diego, you're still not going to do anything because it's over.
No.
It's over, and that's my point, and that's what makes it so frustrating is the Mets have been, over since the break, have the Mets been as bad as the Giants? Damn near. Maybe a stitch better.
Yeah, hard to say. They won yesterday, but that makes them 2-8 in their last 10, the New York Mets. Somehow the Giants are actually 4-6 in their last 10, but I know you're asking about a bigger sample size than that. The Mets remain out of reach, and there are now a bunch of teams in between the Mets and the Giants, Cardinals, Reds, etc. As I've always said, don't talk to me until you've had a winning record, and the Giants are now at basically a season low, 3 games under .500, and even with Tampa coming in this weekend, then it's a road trip to San Diego, Milwaukee, and back home for the Cubs. You're not going to come out of that with a better record than you have now. And so, yeah, this thing is complete toast. Bob Melvin tried to get a message out there. Bob Melvin tried many different ways. Meetings, no meetings, more BP, less BP, calling the team out. And there really wasn't a whole lot of response to that. Here's what Flem had to say about that earlier today on the roast.
It probably says that these guys are not dummies. I mean, they look around and see the Padres playing as well as they are, the Cubs playing as well as they are. Even with the Mets struggles, you know, these guys look at the standings. They know there's 40 games left, and, you know, you got 3 teams ahead of you for the final spot, and you're 6 games behind that spot or whatever it is. You know, I think some of it is just the cold reality starts to settle in, and some of it is, you know, those individual players putting a lot of pressure on themselves to perform, and then when it doesn't happen, I mean, you know, I'm calling out Adamas a little bit for this homestand. That's 5 games. You know, 5 games is not very much. Everybody has 5 games. Shohei Ohtani has 5 games where he doesn't play well. But when it happens this time, when you're so urgent to, you just can't survive it, it's discouraging and dispiriting.
I've heard this from Melvin and so many others that the Giants are, quote, trying too hard or putting too much pressure on themselves. And I've reached a point where I'm like, hold on a second. This is professional sports. What do you mean too much pressure? What do you mean you're trying too hard? I get that. I get that idea in life, but it's like you guys play professional sports and you play a hard one and you do it in front of 35,000 people every single night. You have to be able to perform in those scenarios. How the hell did we want you to go to the playoffs if in some way too much, too hard, too pressurized, all of these things are somehow in the conversation?
And how was Rafi Devers able to do that for Boston when they won the World Series?
Correct.
Is this more pressure than that? I think not.